This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday to talk all things movies. We call it Cinema Chat, and how are you, man?
Good, good, good. Yesterday we celebrated the reopening of the Michigan Theater. It's actually been open for a few weeks, but we did our former dedication. We have brand new seats, brand new movie equipment in the historic theater, and I hope folks like
it. So how do these new seats impact the enjoyment of watching a movie?
Well, we've got you've got more width, you've got more leg room, and they're beautiful. There's an embroidered M on the seat that was taken from the original design of the fire curtain at the theater from
nice.
The 20s. And people really liked them a lot, both the way they look. They have a wooden back instead of a metal back like they did originally in the 1920s. And they're very comfortable to sit in. They're a little higher back. Now, they're not the luxurious movie seats that we put into the State Theater, nor the recliners as going into commercial theaters. But they're more traditional theater seats, but they're very comfortable, and you get more room, you get a higher back, a little more support.
So when you're watching a movie in the theater, where do you go to sit? What's your favorite two seats? What's the best seats in the house?
Well, you know,
I mean, they're all good seats. I
actually sit all over in the theater, but the best place to listen to the movies are in the very back row of the main floor, because the Michigan Theater is very reverberant, which is unusual for a contemporary movie theater. But sitting about 12 to 15 rows back from the front, which is actually pretty darn close to the front of the big old Michigan Theater, is the best place to see the screen from. So the Michigan Theater is a very spectacular
place. I like this kind of insider info.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, the organ's coming around.
That's right. The organ the theater was closed for about 6 weeks, and the organ's been down all summer and will continue to be down into October because we're completely rebuilding one of the chambers of pipes and instruments that are there. We refurbished the console or the keyboard part of the organ a few years ago, about 3 years ago, and then this summer we're doing the house left chamber. Next year we'll do the house right chamber because we have two big rooms filled with organ parts and pipes and all that kind of stuff. So the organ's going to come back up for public performance and be 66% restored. next summer we'll finish with that last chamber. So there's been a lot of good things coming on, and that's all.
Yeah,
part
if you haven't
of
been for a while, good time to go back and check it out.
It's all part of the State of Michigan. So we redid the State Theater, and then we also have been doing some work at the Michigan Theater too. So that's kind of fun for me anyway.
Well, when I go sit in those brand new comfy seats, what am I going to see?
Well, we have a very special program of films that have really tight Southeast Michigan connections. So A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, which premiered at Sundance, was directed by Kasim Basir, who's an Ann Arbor native, a Huron High School graduate, and Michael Jewett and I are very happy about that because we're both Huron High School graduates. And A Boy, A Girl,
River Rats.
That's right, a couple of River Rats along with Kasim Basir. And A Boy, A Girl, A Dream stars Omari Hardwick and Megan Good, and Omari Hardwick is a really big TV star. He plays a USC grad, and he's kind of lost in his career. And Megan Good plays a lawyer from Chicago who's visiting L.A. And the movie is done as a single shot, so it's like the camera is turned on at the beginning of the movie and just continues to run for 90 minutes following these two all over Los Angeles. It's a fascinating piece. The critical consensus is it's one of the smoothest enterprises yet among the select group of feature shot in a single take. The film.
What was the most famous one? Birdman, right?
Birdman. Yeah, yeah, that was the biggest one so far. And this film succeeds as more than an accomplished technical stunt. And I agree. It's a really great performances. Very interesting that it was done in the single take. A Boy, A Girl, and Dream has a really nice local connection and very, very much worth supporting. Go check it out.
For the benefit of the community, I'm going to skip the upcoming sing along.
Well, you know,
nobody wants to hear that.
But folks are really excited about this. So The Greatest Showman was released last year, and we're doing a sing-along version, which was officially sanctioned. And the reason this is exciting and what the local connection is the score to The Greatest Showman was written by Pasek and Paul, who went to the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program. Their Broadway show, Dear Evan Hansen, won the Tony Award. Lots of Tony Awards,
There seems
awards,
to be a
actually.
Pipeline from U of M to Broadway.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. One of the best programs in the country, if not the best. They wrote the hit song from La La Land, won an Oscar for their movie work. And so Pasek and Paul are really big deals in show business, and we're very happy to do the Greatest Showman Sing Along, which is a celebration of being different. It's a very fun show, and Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron star in it and do a really wonderful job.
And again, I will preserve your eardrums and not show up.
Well, you can sing if you want, because the movie will be louder than you anyway.
You think?
And then White Boy Rick, which is based on a Michigan story about a father played by Matthew McConaughey, who is an illegal gun dealer, and the FBI approach his son to help prevent his father from going to prison to be an FBI informant. He ends up getting into the high life of drug dealing in the 1980s. This took place in the 1980s.
He got a life sentence or a really extended sentence.
He got
anyway.
A really extended sentence, and that's considered to be unfair by a lot of folks. But White Boy Rick is opening this Friday. It's got a nice little buzz on it. It also has Bruce Dern, Piper Laurie, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
That's a heck of a cast.
Yeah, it's got a really great cast in it. So White Boy Rick opens, and that will play at the State Theater. So those are really nice Southeastern Michigan connections, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, White Boy Rick, and then a special one-night screening of The Greatest Showman.
And what's the pick of the litter of the rest of the film you have on tap?
Literally, the pick of the litter is a film that we're showing. It's a documentary on what it takes to become a service dog. So they identify puppies that have particular personality characteristics and then train them to be service dogs. So guide dogs for the blind, as well as just other kinds of service dogs for people that need that kind of support. A really interesting, fun, and fascinating film, Pick of the Litter, opens tomorrow.
And Life then, Itself?
Yep, which is done by Dan Fogelman from This Is Us, the very, very popular TV show. So this is a feature-length film that takes place in New York City in Carmona, Spain. It follows the life of a couple that starts as a college romance, and they have their first child, and then all the unexpected twists and turns of growing up and being an adult. It's got a great cast. It's got Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde as the lead, but Antonio Banderas, Annette Bening, Olivia Cooke,
Mandy Patinkin.
And so Life Itself is a film that's got a really great buzz on it and very strong critical response.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. And tell me about The Captain.
Yeah, The Captain follows a German army deserter during World War II, who actually finds towards the end of the war, finds a captain's uniform, and then finds a bunch of German soldiers, and he takes over as their captain completely inappropriately, and he behaves quite inappropriately. Again, the critical consensus on this is strong. The captain makes chilling, persuasive points about the dark side of human nature, and that sometimes we're just willing to follow people who say, I'm in charge, and it doesn't always work. And this underscores how little certain tendencies never really change. So we can look forward to that. And again, the reviews on that are strong. And opening a week from today, we'll talk about it more, But it's Fahrenheit 11/9, which is Michael Moore's film
It's kind of a twist on the title of Fahrenheit 9/11, which he did after the September 11th attacks on America.
And it's about the fact that he predicted that Trump would win the election, and then he goes in around the country and does a follow-up.
Now, he certainly
there.
Calls it a documentary, but it's definitely an opinion piece.
Well, yeah, he does polemical documentaries. And the benefit that Michael Moore actually presents folks is that every documentary has a point of view. His wears it on the sleeve, but you need to think carefully. Documentaries rarely present information completely objectively, just like any kind of news source does. And some work very hard to be objective. That's not the case in this documentary. And frequently, you need to be a little bit skeptical in general.
Well, that's something on the serious side. And then we can always throw out Rodney Dangerfield for the lighter side, right?
That's right. Dazed and Confused.
Oh, I thought we were doing Back to School.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused is the midnight film. Yeah, Dazed and Confused is the midnight film that's playing a Friday at 9:30, which isn't midnight, but then Saturday at 11:59. So you can go check that out.
Same lifestyle, though.
Yeah, kind of for sure. Well, if you haven't seen the Wife, which opened last week, Glenn Close does a terrific performance as the wife of a Nobel laureate, and she had a great deal of talent herself, and kind of gave it up for her husband's
career. A little bit of
Oscar
buzz happening with Glenn Close
there.
Absolutely,
the Wife is definitely worth checking out. Lots of other great stuff playing, and then opening at the Multiplex is Predator, which is a reboot of the original series.
That was an Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, wasn't it?
And the Predators have gotten more and more powerful with DNA infusion.
Uh-oh.
From species all over the universe. And then Paul Feig, who's a Michigan film, who is from Michigan, does A Simple Favor, which is a stylish postmodern film noir that stars Anna Kendrick. And she's a mommy blogger and gets into some pretty serious and
with
difficult
Blake Lively,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, and Henry Golden. So
all sorts of options out there, and go check out the refurbished Michigan Theater and sit in one of those nice, new, comfortable seats. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we hope we'll see you at the movies. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, and put in the books another edition of Cinema Chat.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.